What do you really want? Henry Ford once said, in quote, "If I'd asked customers what they wanted, they would have told me, a faster horse!" Exclamation mark in quote. People don't know what they want until you show it to them. I am reading / listening to a book, The Remembering Process. It supports my future self series very nicely. In fact, I would have to make it a required read for people who want to do the future self process. The biggest difference is a difference I haven't quite explored in my previous articles. Some people are visionary and others, like myself, are turtles. Even turtles have a trajectory. Turtles, if I remember correctly, are sensitive to magnetic fields, and that is what guides them towards the water, or away from it. So even though they are turtles, low built, barely above ground level, they can return to the place they want to, without fail. As an aside, they can be distracted and taken astray by a stronger magnetic field. It takes discernment and the ability to recognize a distraction. And that is not easy. The two authors of the book are more visionary than turtle. So what is the process? You discover a desire, a dream, a deep want. It can be in any area of life. The illustrations the authors give are from their lives, music, publishing. May not be your dream. Any and all dreams keep you in a state of lack, scarcity, by virtue of wanting them. All wanting does that, for something big or something small. It is all a scarcity creator. So the book, The Process, suggests that you imagine that thing, that feeling, that experience, that result done. No need to want what you already have. The authors use the example of how silly it is to want a turkey sandwich when you are already eating one. But many of us are so addicted to wanting, seeking, desiring, that having the thing passes without noticing, without altering the wanting at all. I remember getting a new apartment, and still going around looking for an apartment. Obviously there was something there I couldn't see. I have students like that. In that case I suspect that what they say they want isn't what they actually want. But what they really want is so painful, they don't want to touch it with a 6-foot pole. Your missing item, what you want but can't see anywhere. If that is you, you may need to do the 3 wishes workshop first, and if we are lucky we'll see what is that buried, denied, and painful thing you really want and hope to get from what you seem to want on the surface. I went from country to country, state to state, and didn't find what I didn't know I was looking for, home. I found it when I finally connected to Source, back in 2007 I think it was. And now I am home. I have a home. It's an experience. My apartment is falling apart, but my experience is, I am at home. The future self process, the remembering process is wonderful, whether you remember small steps, or big moves / big results, but if you don't know what you want, if what you have been wanting isn't it, then you need to remove some blockages from the way. The 3 wishes exercise is the way to find the top blockage. You may have more, I did. A muscle test says I still do. So I am doing the 3 wishes workshop as much for myself as for my paying clients. The workshop is this Saturday probably at 4 p.m, my time. The workshop, by itself, is enjoyable, fun. But won't do the whole trick. After you find what you really can't even hope to ever get, your missing item, needs to be nudged into becoming available. Having the site capacity open is very useful. You can direct the site to find, ferret out, see behind half-closed doors what you haven't been able to see. In essence, you need to activate your reticular activator. You know the feeling but you have never experienced it, you only craved it, like I craved a home, being at home. It is an almost 100% unconscious process to find it, and to activate it. A muscle test what you come up with in the workshop. So far whatever people have come up with tested no. I only saw I craved having a home only after I got it. Never suspected before. Why? I am not quite sure. But if you can't see it, maybe you can't see it in yourself either. But Source, my secret weapon, comes to the rescue, and pinpoints it. It is not what you know consciously. And it is not even what I know of you consciously. We will both be surprised. These workshops are tiny to give me a chance to hold all of the participants on the top of my head, i.e. connected to me at all times. I am known to have been able to carry 7 people. So that is the maximum number of participants I accept into my workshops. If too many people apply, I'll schedule another date in addition to this Saturday's. Find out what you want. Really. Go to https://revibration.thrivecart.com/3wishes/. Oh, and if you want to get access to the remembering process audio, please pay me $3. Why? So I don't give it to freebie seekers. You can get it on my mobile app, or if you have no mobile phone, I'll give you access to it in another way.